Kufiphele kakhulu ukusho ukuthi kuzokwenzekani. Kufiphele kakhulu ngoba uma ngabe kuwukuthi namhlanje lona ephakama kusasa esehla kuphakama loyana, akukho lula ukuthi singatsho ukuthi ekugcineni onguyena yena ozalunqoba ukhetho lolu ngubani. Kuyasibuyisela emuva kumncintiswano owaba khona phakathi kwakhe uDonald Trump no Nkosikazi uHillary Clinton, lapho esabona umncintiswano nawo usondelene ngalendlela. Kodwa ke izikhathi eziningi loyana umama wayekahambe phambili, kodwa ekugcineni sambona uDonald Trump elinqoba ukhetho. Singatsho sithi isimo esase-America asifani nesamazwe amaningi. Esamazwe amaningi osethole amavoti amaningi usenqobile okhethweni, kodwa kusystem yase-America akunjalo. Yilapho okwenza ukuthi kube nzima khona kakhulu ukuthi kuqaguleke ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku uma umncintiswano unje ngubani ongase alunqobe ukhetho. Singabona umama uKamala enqoba engenzi balo zabantu ezizamvotela, kodwa ahluleke uma sekuza kule eyinye i-system eyiyona naye eqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi kuqunywe ukuthi ngubani olunqobileyo ukhetho. Kusemnyama ukusho, kodwa ke singakuchiya ezandleni zabo abantu base-America nezandleni zabo laba bobabili abancintisayo ukuthi kulezi insuku ezincane esezisele, ezilutshwane esezisele, ngubani ongaphosa amagalelo amakhulu angenza ukuthi sibone isimo seshintsha kakhulu sesivuna oyedwa wabo. Kodwa uma kuzohamba ngalendlela kuze kuyofika mhla wokhetho, akuzukuba lula ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngubani kahle kahle uzalunqoba ukhetho phakathi kwalaba babili.